It's 4 o'clock p.m. and you know what time it is. It's time for How You Doing Thursday. It's time for that Raw Hustle Next Level show. So hit that thumbs up and watch the show. And guess what? If somebody tells you to do something, you say, get out of here. I'm looking at the Raw Hustle Next Level show. How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, man.
What the hell's going on in the chat?
Oh, man. Okay, so before we throw anything out in the chat, this is all me. So I'm just going to take a quick second. I'm going to take Next Level out of this for a second. So that way he's not a part of this. So just want to throw a quick apology. Anybody out there that listened to last week's, I can't even say it, man. Last week's show, I just want to apologize. Made a fool of myself. Put my foot in my mouth. So anybody that I might have offended last week, we did take the video down. Or I should say I took the video down. I made a mistake. Apologize. So, yeah. Anybody wants to come after me, you guys know where to find me. Okay.
Why do you have to end it like that?
Well, if somebody wants to talk to me personally and say, hey, you know what? I there's only one thing I want to tell you, Rojas.
Fuck off.
I'm like, all right. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the chat's been going crazy, man, since we started. Flake Chick says, what's new? What's new, Rojas? Freaking foot in your mouth all the time. I know. I'm sorry. So this is how the chat started. Big shout out to 619.
619, I sent you a message. You didn't respond to me.
Ooh. Big shout out to 619. And then this is how it goes. What's up, Canuck Mark? What's up, Shrink and Sharing? Yellow light.
Green light. To say you are eliminated,
Canuck Gal. So I was just like, red light, green light. And then 619 says, did y'all die playing Squid Games? I'm like, yes, we're coming back to life right now. And then he says, now you change the start time to 12:15, which is, you know, California time.
Yeah.
So I say, might change the game, or might change it again. This is the game. When will we actually start?
Right now, it's still red light.
Guess wrong, and you'll be eliminated. And then, of course, they're just like, freaking Next Level. He's probably at Tim Hortons drive-thru.
You know, that was the goal, but then my son said he went to McDonald's, and I was like, I haven't eaten McDonald's since I don't know when. I know it's terrible, but whatever.
Whatever. I want to try this Tim Hortons. Hey, whenever I come up to the north, that's got to be a stop that we got to go to.
Well, Tim Hortons is like our Dunkin' Donuts. It's everywhere.
So that's a stop we're going to go to.
You can't avoid Tim Hortons. If you
can't avoid it. It's like trying to avoid Starbucks.
It will find you.
So it's up to a couple people. What's up, Flake Chick? You're like, you're trying to trick me. What's up, Flake Chick? No, Rohan keeps pushing it back.
Rohan.
Ready?
Rohan.
Oh my gosh. What's up? Let's see who else is here. Make sure you guys say hi in the chat. Sorry, we could say hello to you guys. What's up, Kiko? Wats, guys and chatters. What? Oh, here we go.
What did they say?
What up, Mike C? What's up, Sohil from Portugal? Hi, Shrink and Sharon again. Preppy Mama, how are you doing?
Hi, Preppy Mama. 619, I'm just busting your balls, man. Don't worry about it.
Giorgio Tech, what's up? What's up? How are you guys? Yeah, how's everyone doing today? Man, okay. And I just got something that just dropped. Anybody looking for a PlayStation? I know I hate to do this during the show when everyone's all like, I want a PlayStation now. There's a PlayStation link if anybody wants it. What's up, Bino? What's up, Cyclone? I'm grabbing this link.
I need you to order something for me this weekend, Rojas.
What do you need?
There's a crypto miner that's dropping this weekend in the States only. And I need you to order it and then mail it to me. I will pay you in crypto if you want.
You got it. Just tell me what you need and I'll go pick it up. What game do we need to play today? What game? for sure. So there's a PlayStation if anybody wants it. I know people constantly, they're still looking for it, and dude, they're dropping. Oh, actually, here's another PlayStation alert. Tomorrow, GameStop is gonna have a grip ton of consoles in the store that you got to pick up. They're trying to remove those scalpers. It's kind of like, I don't even know why people are trying to scalp anymore. It's just like, dude, they're making it available so much. It's, I don't know, man.
Speaking about actually GameStop, do you want to do a giveaway?
What are we giving away? PlayStation? What do you have back there? For all you guys who weren't playing the game and got eliminated, you're out.
My GameStop cards.
No way. I want them. I'm like, wait a minute. I want those.
I've shown you these before, right?
Yeah. The freaking garbage pill kids. Yeah, is that the full collection?
Kids. Yeah.
619 says he wants a Roku.
But dude, if a Roku, you can't watch us on YouTube next year.
Dude, game. Okay. That's actually a cool giveaway. That's kind of, I like it. I like the giveaway. I want to participate. How do I participate in this thing? Mike says those are dope. Dude, I used to collect Garbage Pail Kids cards back in the day and the magazines.
Yeah. We just put kids in garbage pails back in the day.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to get in trouble also, but check this out, man.
What is this? It's a game of some sort. Jago Studio. Pops. Garbage Pail. You have the game on your phone.
Yeah.
What do they do in the game?
It's kind of like let me see. It's uploading. You pretty much fight with people. You fight with people. Stringer Center says, very nice. It's a fun game. It's kind of funny because exactly what you think about the Garbage Pail Kids. Like, there's this guy that throws up on you. There's this guy that's like a transformer. So
there's, let me Bernie see if Sanders. I
can, dude, I want your cards. Battle. Here, check this out. Battle. There's oh my gosh, I don't even know what to do. These are the characters.
Looks like your typical Garbage Pail Kids characters.
Yeah. It's pretty hilarious, man. It's pretty hilarious. There's a half guy, half girl in here that's literally dressed half and half.
There's Elon.
Oh my gosh. Give it to Rojas. So he'll says, give it to Rojas. I don't know. Mike C kind of wants him too. Maybe we'll fight to the end for them in Squid Games.
I wonder if they still sell these. I wonder if I have them and they're no longer being sold.
Collector's item.
How do
next level's videos reversed?
Yeah, they are. It's just so that our mics are on the same connecting sides.
So they're connected.
No. I'm going to stop reversing because I was trying to hold my hand.
So embrace it. Damn it. Embrace it.
Holding your pinky. Damn it.
My pinky.
Hold your pinky.
Oh, man. Okay. So, Rohan, when do you have time for life playing all these games? Well, that game, I just kind of go in there and kill a couple noobs, and then I jump back on Heyday. Canuck Mike says, aw, that's so cute. What's up with this Privado VPN? Have you tried it? Okay. So, in the description below, there is a VPN deal that we got. As you can see here, scrolling across, there is a VPN deal. We're going to do more. Well, you know, we're trying to get all of our nonsense together, but I know I have some videos coming about Privado, how to set it up and all that stuff, how it works. Super simple. Actually, it's actually one of the simplest ones that I've played with. So check it out. They got a 30-day money back guaranteed. If you get that year, get the yearly. It has SOX 5 on it. The free one, you don't get SOX 5. And the free one, I think you're limited to very, very, very minimal servers. So, yeah. Cyclone says, Yep. Here it is. I signed up for a trial last night. Seems pretty solid. Dude, I'm telling you. Check it out. Description below. Okay.
Anything you got next level? Let's throw this out there. We get 20 likes on this video because we're sitting at 10 and there's about 20 people watching. I will take 2 packs of cards and I will mail it to Rojas, and then Rojas will mail the second one to whoever wins it in this stream.
That's 2 sets?
Yeah, there's 2 packs in here.
2 complete sets with all the cards in them?
There's not very many cards. There's like 10.
I want the cards. I want the cards. There you go. If we get to 20 likes, come on, guys, please.
20 likes ain't nothing. Come on.
Please. I want the cards. Okay. So we finally watched Squid Games. I should say I finally watched Squid Games. I already finished it last week, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it. We're at 13 likes. Come on, guys. 13 likes. We can get to 20. 14. It's getting up there. Dude. I know we're going to be talking about spoilers and stuff. Should I just open it up with exactly what Squid Games is?
Listen, if anybody hasn't watched Squid Games yet, they're not going to anytime soon. So F them.
F them. F them. Okay. So, oh man, okay. So, Squid Games. It is a, I don't even know what to call it. It's not a battle royale type of game. It's kind of like, okay, the best way for me to describe it is, and I know we talked about this earlier too, it is basically people who need money. And they're down on their luck. Oh, we're at 19 thumbs up. You guys are going to leave it there, huh? Come on, guys. It's pretty much people who need money. They're hurting for money. They either owe somebody money or it's like money is involved somehow. They need money somehow and they need it desperately. So what they do is they join this thing where they have to play kids style games. And
to the death.
Yeah, to the death, literally, to the death. When they say, like, you get eliminated, literally. It's pretty much like, okay, look, we're going to solve all your money issues.
For the rest of your life.
You're either going to die, so you don't have to worry about it no more, or we're going to give it to you. So that way X you can go gonna solve give it. It
to you.
Yeah. X going to give it to you.
He going to give it to you.
21 likes. Woo! Merry Christmas. It's like live action anime. Yeah. Man. Kind okay, of. So Mike C says, damn, I'm at episode 3. Haven't finished it, so I might have to leave the show. We won't go through all. We won't. I don't know how far we're going to. We'll warn you, Mike C. We'll warn you. We'll warn you. It's a pretty good show.
So I guess Canuck Mark says, I almost didn't carry on after halfway through the first episode. And I will say that's probably about 90% of the people. Mm-hmm. 90% of the people will get halfway through the first episode and be like, why am I even here?
And the biggest reason is because it's not in English.
It's not in English, but it's also not like anything else that we've really watched.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we don't know anything about the actors and actresses, because at least I don't, because I don't typically watch these kind of shows. So we don't even know if these are grade A actors and actresses or like B ratings, or you know what I mean? We don't even know what to expect. Like, are they acting good or are they acting bad? They're not even speaking English. And one of the things that I really like about the dub process about it is that every character has 2 actors that plays them. Mm-hmm. You have the one that physically plays them and plays them in Korean. And then you have the one that plays them in English. And they both have to stay in character, which is very interesting. I thought that was pretty cool.
What's up, Digital Slang? What's cracking? He says, watch Alice in Borderland in Netflix. So much better. I'll check it out. I haven't seen it yet. Mine was dubbed in English.
You right, yeah. That's the one right. I watched too, was dubbed in English.
A lot of people can't stand when something is dubbed. I actually don't mind it. And I think you and me do the same thing. We do the dubbed and we do the subtitles.
Right. Because it's interesting to see, even though it's dubbed in English, sometimes the subtitles will have different words with different meanings. And then the other thing that I liked having the subtitles on for was because sometimes in moments on the screen when there was no talking, it would still translate some of the words on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things you like to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I 100%. I thought it was pretty good the way they Cyclone subtitled. Yeah, you could do both, dubbed or the subtitle. I think the way they did it, and this is my thing too. When I watch a lot of shows, the first episode, most of the time, especially something that's like brand spanking new, like something that's brand spanking new that's never been out before, not a spinoff, nothing like that. This is like brand new. First episode is usually like, okay, like they're trying to set you up for the rest of the season. Look at what happened at WandaVision. So many people were like, I don't know about that first episode or the second episode. Third episode, I was kind of like, okay, I'm kind of getting into it, but it led you on. So that way, when they finally revealed everything, it was like, oh my gosh. Same thing with Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And there, and you know what? There's some TV shows that actually start really strong and then they slowly die off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Dino says slang is correct. Alice in Borderland is great. I need to check that out. Canuck Mark never got past the first episode in WandaVision. See, once you get like through the last two episodes, especially, everything in the beginning makes sense.
It's very common these days because the first episode is always pure context. And they give you a lot of details that you don't need today, but you might need it at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So we might sit there and be like, this is boring. But the fun part is linking the stuff back when you get to the end.
Yep. This is a really good one. 619 says, I watched... What is that? SG? Supergirl? You watch Supergirl? You watch Squid Games, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Then watched Easter Eggs, then watched Squid Games again and understood a lot more. I retain a lot of stuff. So if I'm like, ooh, I remember that happened in this one episode, or I think it's between these two episodes, I'll go back and rewatch something. And after I did the same thing, I watched some Easter eggs, watched some people like explaining certain things, what the red hair means. With the old man, why he did all this stuff. Mike C, are you still here, Mike C? Because we're slowly getting into things that you probably don't want to listen.
Well, I mean, how many people have watched it? Put a one, and if you haven't watched it, put a zero.
Do you want to play a game?
Speaking about that, there's places around the world that are building the Squid Game model. They just don't actually kill you.
What's up, Troop Troop? Imagine if they build... Okay, so... What's up, Semi? He hasn't seen it. Flick Chick hasn't seen it. Cyclone hasn't seen it. You said zero if you haven't seen it, right?
Right, yeah. All these people haven't seen it.
It's like, oh, we don't want to ruin it for you.
Shrink and Share's birthday?
Happy birthday.
Is it your birthday? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Shrink and Share. Next level's going to sing.
No, I'm not. That would be the worst birthday present ever.
Ever. Happy birthday, Sharon. Happy birthday. Imagine if they hit you with the paintball gun. Dude, Digital Slang just said this too. I've seen them with paintball guns already. Dude, you know how bad... I hope you're wearing like a full-on helmet, because if they hit you on the head... Have you ever gone paintball gun shooting?
No, I have not.
Ooh. They have different So depending on the type of guns, some guns hurt a lot more than others. Some will just hit you and you're like, okay, cool, I feel it. Cool, I feel it, whatever. But some really, really good ones, oh man, when I was in the military, I used to go paintball shooting a lot. Yeah, it'll leave you a good size bruise, put it that way.
Yeah, the welts.
Flick Chick says, I probably won't see it. You should. Best series to binge right now is Dark on Netflix. I haven't seen that one. Airsoft is better.
Well-written time travel show. Powerful. That sounds interesting.
Which one?
He says Dark is a well-written time travel show. Digital, is Airsoft better because it is more painful, or it's just better and more painful?
More painful. A lot more painful. First time around, I didn't even notice the old man in the room and didn't pay attention when he was in the hospital. Oh, man. Dark is amazing. Man, okay, so you guys are giving me some good stuff right now. Do I have... Actually, you know what? I'm going to write... More pain brings more fear, which is more exciting. Okay, so I'm going to open up my track TV. And I'm going to... Okay, so what was it? Dark?
Yeah.
I'm going to save this on my stuff. So when you first... Okay, so why did you... Why did you want to watch Squid Games?
So I started watching it when it just started trending. And I think it came as a recommendation actually from Digital. Digital hit me up as like, yo, you got to watch this. And in the last show that Digital recommended for me to watch was Invincible, and that was fire. So I was like, all right, you know, he's got a good track record so far. I gotta take him up on it until he fails me and I cuss him off.
So FOMO?
Well, he recommended a really good show last time, and this was his second recommendation to me, so I was like, I'm gonna check it out.
All right. Cool, I just collected. Dark. I'm guessing it's. It's the brighter colored one, the one with the rocks. I'm guessing that's Dark. What was the other one called?
Alice in Borderland.
Alice in Borderland.
Oh, for sure. Do you know when, Digital, do you know when season 2 is coming out of Invincible? It's probably next year, I would assume.
Is this also dubbed?
Yes, it is. Alice in Borderland is dubbed.
That's a collection right now. Okay. Yeah, I'm adding it in. Thanks for the recommendations. I will definitely...
And you're not going to watch Invincible, right? Because it's a cartoon?
Probably not.
But What If was a cartoon?
But it's Marvel.
You guys in the chat got to convince Rohan over here to watch Invincible.
Rohan. That will never get old. I don't know. Invincible?
What show, Shrink and Sharon? She says, don't worry, I watched Squid Games. And then she said, my daughter kept talking about it, so she and my son started watching it. So when I started watching it, I had to stop her from watching it. There's nothing.
It's not... Yeah, well... Invincible, huh? You know what?
Digital said you play kids' games on PS5 but won't watch Invincible.
Yes. I'm not that type of child.
Canuck Mark says, Rohan, watch it. It's great.
Okay, is it this one?
Yeah, Invincible. The one on the what? Yeah, the one on the left there with the super dude flying.
The cartoon looking one, right?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'm adding it. I'm adding it to my collection.
It's good. I would actually rewatch Invincible. I think I would actually go back and watch it again. That was really
How many
good.
Seasons is this?
It's only one season right now.
Okay. So I can catch up. Okay.
It's only one season right now.
I got it on my list, guys. I got it on my list. Don't crucify me.
I think it's really good that Squid Games was as good as it is, because I think it's going to open the door to a lot of other content coming from Korea that's going to break into the Western world.
You know, when Squid Games came out, I heard everybody, it didn't just explode. People were kind of like talking about it. Like, when did it actually come out on Netflix? Do we know?
Does I have no know idea. I don't have Netflix. Yes, I mean, I watched it on Netflix.
On a friend's Netflix. You went to your neighbor's house to watch it.
Right, to their house. Not from my house.
Okay.
With
so
my
now
VPN
that we got
on.
That out of the way. When did Squid Games come out? I'm Googling it. September 17th of 2021. So it's been about a month and 3 days. 4 days. Okay. So I want to say in the beginning of October, it took them about 2 weeks, I would say, for a lot of people to start talking about it. And it wasn't really, I remember, actually, you know what? I think it was like a trending thing that I pulled up.
That's how I found that. I seen it a bunch of times before Digital recommended to me on the trending. And I was like, what is this? Why is it so? It was literally number one. And nobody was talking to you about it yet. And I was like, how is this even here?
Yeah. And I remember I was talking to you about it. And you were just like, dude. And you're telling me the same thing. And I'm so that's why I'm just like, you know what? Okay. And I think we're talking about this on a live show 2 weeks ago. So it was like, okay, let me just pull it up. So I pulled it up and I binged on it. I just went every episode, boom, 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 boom. It took me maybe 2 days, 3 days to watch it to really see what it was about. And the first episode definitely was a little slow. I was like, okay, they're setting this up. They're kind of opening it up. I get it. I'm going through the process. And it took a minute for them to really jump into it. And when they did, it was like, cool. Like, cool. You know, it got in there. After they really showed what the game was about and what they're doing and stuff, then I was already in. I was like, all right, I'm invested. I'm in. And when it ended, can't wait for season two. And that's the thing. It's
a very good twist at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I can say about it because there's a lot of people who haven't watched it yet. So I don't want to talk about the twist at the end.
This is what we're going to do. Anybody who hasn't seen it yet, we're going to give you guys, I don't know, we probably won't be talking about it in the next couple episodes. Maybe we'll talk about it again a week from now, but we'll give you guys some chance, like some chances to go check it out. But check it out if you can. Sugar Insurance says, I heard on the news Netflix was getting into legal battles over Squid because they didn't expect it to get this big. What legal battles did they get into?
My assumption is they probably didn't pay this guy enough.
But how can you argue? It's like you know what I mean? Like if you're selling me if you sell me that Yoda behind you for $20 and then a year from now that thing is worth $10,000, you're gonna sue me for selling it for underselling it? You know what I mean?
I'll sue you for compensations.
Compensations. Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. If it was less money, then I kind of have mixed feelings about that. But is that what it was? Is that why?
Know. No, I'm just talking shit.
You're gonna look it up, see what it is.
Let's see. So it says a South Korean internet provider has filed a lawsuit against the streamer to cover cost of its increased traffic and maintenance on their ISP connection. That's amazing. That's actually impressive.
What the hell?
I didn't even see that coming. Literally, I'm showing you the article. Hold on. That is not what I thought I was going to find when I Googled that. Can you turn this stupid music off? Look at this. Netflix sued after Squid Game released increased traffic for Korean internet provider. South Korean internet provider SK Broadband has filed a lawsuit against the streamer, which is Netflix, to cover the cost of the increased traffic and maintenance after a surge in traffic. A spokesperson for the provider said, "The surge in traffic comes as Squid Games dominates Netflix. The Korean language drama is on track to become the Netflix biggest show in its history." The lawsuit comes after a Seoul court stated that Netflix should reasonably, because you know when you're dealing with law, everything's within reason, offer something to the internet provider, and multiple Korean politicians have spoken out. Okay, hold on. This is also 2021. Do they not have unlimited broadband in Korea?
I guess not. But is that Netflix's problem? If they don't, if they're having, you know what I mean? It's like, how is this? You know what? I'm going to sue you because I ran out of gas.
But you would think, as you know, you are a provider. So you should have fail safes set up that if you have increase in traffic, that you either charge more to your customers, or you know, you throttle your bandwidth, or you do something along these lines. Because Netflix is one of the, you know, main providers when it comes to streaming content, and they actually work very well with a throttled connection. Yeah, you'll downgrade the quality bit, but you're not going to sit there and keep seeing a spinning circle. As long as you have a consistent connection, the speed may be slower, you might get lower quality, but you're good. But again, like what Rojas says, is this Netflix's fault because a show from your country is popular?
It just made my brain hurt. Like, this is the stupidest thing we've like. This is your fault,
right? It's your fault that our internet people made good show.
It's your fault, Netflix. I hope Netflix gets taken down. Bring back Blockbuster. Okay, so yeah, it was on the news today. If I was Netflix, I would tell the ISP to kiss it. Me too. 619, the fuck? Doesn't South Korea have like the best internet in the world?
I'm gonna Google that right now. I'm gonna Google that.
What country has the best internet in the world? That's the question. Hey, you shouldn't be in business if you can't keep up. Yep, ISPs are being dumb and greedy. SK is a huge company as well. I swear South Korea has like 10 gigabytes average in every household. Dude, this is crazy.
So an article from last year says South Korea boasts the fastest internet connection, triples the global average. Says the country ranks number one with the average internet connection speed of 121 megabytes per second on Speed Test Global Index published by Global Internet Analysis, Ookla. Out of 140 countries, they topped out at 121 megabytes per second. Now, this is from last year. Things could have changed.
And they're having, yeah, but last year, everybody was at home. Remember? Everybody was everybody was dealing with what the hell's going on here?
Hold on a second.
It's like, hey, we slowed down because it's your fault.
What the hell? Yo, US is not even in the top 10 of this list.
I believe it. They throttle us galore.
So I'll list out the top 10. So you have South Korea at 121. China's at 113. United Arab Emirates, which is at 109.
Wait, hold on. pause real quick. So South Korea, which they're dealing with all of the North, the communist stuff.
We the North, yeah.
Yeah. And then you got China, which bans every freaking internet thing that's coming, any kind of news.
You can have fast internet, but you cannot see nothing.
You can't see nothing. It's only our stuff, and you'll have the second fastest. And then you have the United Arab
UAE.
Yeah, UAB or UA, whatever. Again, right next to freaking like terrorists and all kinds of crazy madness that's happening. That's the top three in the world?
I ain't done yet. The next one's Qatar.
What the dude?
Look, the Taliban has what, 300,000 followers on Twitter? They need good connections for their social media.
Listen to me, internet. Hurry up. Sven.
So after Qatar, we have Netherlands at 79, Norway at 79, Saudi Arabia at 76. I'm surprised there's such a big difference between Saudi Arabia and UAE. And then Canada's number 8 at 75. Then there's Bulgaria, Australia, and I don't even know where the United States is.
When we talk about, and it's funny, this, oh, hold on. This is like the right moment right now. When we talk about like VPNs and getting out and getting to a different servers and all that stuff, the United States gets throttled in an unbelievable way. If everything what Next Level just said about the top 10, and we're not even on that list, it is insane. Now, here's the crazy part. If the government decided not to throttle, especially, oh man, I can go so deep into this whole freaking net neutrality and throttling and all the crap that's happening here in the States that people don't really realize. This is our normal, so we don't know any better. We're just like, whatever, we're good. But like Next Level and I were just recording earlier and my internet dropped, and I have the ISP guy that's coming within the next, actually any minute now, between now and within the next hour. That's his window. So I'm gonna be down there yelling at him, like saying, hey, fix my stuff. So he's gonna tear my whole thing down. Yeah. But and you know what's the other thing too? I talked to the customer service guy and I said, hey, is this thing gonna have the Wi-Fi 6? You know what he tells me? What's Wi-Fi 6?
Yo, I called my service provider and they're like, Wi-Fi 6 is not a frequency. It's not something that you connect to. And I'm like, what are you talking about? There's only two bands. There's the 2.4 and 5. I'm like, no, there's more than two bands. I'm going to drop these bands.
Drop these? Bands make you dance. Dude, I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, I'll just wait for the guy to show up. Like, my internet cannot be dropping like this. I got too much stuff in the household. And you know what? Actually, you know how we were talking about like the mining rigs and all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
This makes sense. Because my internet drops overnight. I'll have notifications in the morning that says,
So what's killing your money, bro?
Yeah, dude, it's, I'm like, heck no, man. I need Oh yeah. When he gets here, I'm gonna be like, new modem, new router. I need them both changed out. Chop, chop. That's insane. Like, I wonder where the United States is when it comes to the internet speeds. Did someone, Digital Slang's ears perked up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I picked up two cards that I gotta add to my rigs today. And I stopped by another computer store by my house today. I'm like, you please, sir, do you have any graphics cards? Yes, he's like, no. Not for you.
Not for you. Dang it. Yeah, man. That thing with South Korea complaining, crying to Netflix saying this is your fault. And we have the fat. We're living in a country that has the fastest average speeds in the freaking world.
You know, it'd be funny if Netflix ignoring South Korea unites North and South Korea.
Imagine we must become one.
You do not deny us.
Dude, Shrink and Sharing. Wow, this is a fun fact. Over 142 million households have watched Squid Game since it aired. That's insane.
On Netflix, there's a lot more people who have watched it other ways somehow. I don't know. At their friend's house. At on the their friend's account.
Netflix account. Yeah. Yeah. Is oh man. 619 says, have you if I can get I've tried AT&T.
Nope. Here's the thing though. So when we talk about that top 10 list when it comes to the internet companies and the providers and speeds and stuff like that, I would venture to say that places like the US and Canada built their internet infrastructure very early. And these other places that are, you know, on the list, their internet infrastructure was built later. So they were able to start at a place with faster speeds, right? We started with dial-up and the stupid 28 and 14.1K modems that sang sweet blues to our ears every time it connected. Terrible. But a prime example, like where Preppy Mama and I got the house, it has the fastest speeds I've ever seen in my life, but that's because it built a whole new infrastructure. In the city, I can't get speeds like that. You would think that the city would be better, but the city costs more money to build an infrastructure like that.
But they're going to have to eventually do it.
Yes.
They're going to have to do it. It's
and it'd probably get to a point where the city or the government will give them like funding to upgrade the infrastructure.
And you know what they should do is, because like you guys are out in the outskirts, what they should do is as they're building these new communities and they're in the outskirts, putting some good stuff in there, slowly work your way into the city, slowly work your way into where it's hurting the most. So that way it catches up, you know. And yeah, with the way quality is working now, 4K, 8K, a lot of streaming stuff isn't really like true 4K or true even 8K. You know, it's not to house this stuff. Like you know, just think about this. Especially TV shows. TV shows is a big one. Movies, it's just a movie and you're done. They're not gonna go back to movies from, oh man, I don't even know what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and say, hey, let's get all these 1080p movies up to snuff. They're not going to do that. But TV shows, like, I don't know if this is something that you've noticed, but a lot of TV shows are not using 4K.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, no, no.
It would cost so much money for them to do it.
I mean, the newer ones, like the Star Wars and the... and the WandaVisions, and they came out with their 4Ks. Mm-hmm. And some of the best 4K TV shows that I've seen are the Apple ones. Those ones are fire. Like insane. The quality and the production and everything, those are really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. But they're just starting to do 4K TV shows.
Well, yeah, you don't want to come out with a 4K TV show on a streaming service and then your customers, none of them have over 30 megabytes a second and they're all complaining. And you know, like,
it's nuts. They need to start doing something, because now that 8K is coming, they are actually, here's another thing too, that I don't know if you've noticed. I know you're not big on sports, but when you watch sports, or anybody out there, when you're watching sports, have you noticed every now and then, like right now, football is in season. When you watch football and they're playing, and or basketball, like I know that just started too. When they're playing, every now and then, the quality, they'll use one camera where the quality looks insanely lifelike. It looks like you're... I'm not talking about like how they zoom in, you see all their pores and everything. It looks fake. It doesn't look real. And it's typically when they're celebrating a touchdown or when they're calling a timeout and they're walking towards the bench. They'll show this clip for like a few seconds and then they'll jump to a different camera. They're starting to transition their 1080p cameras, their high def cameras into ultra high def cameras. But live TV, with sports, they're only using one. Only one good one. And it's not on every game. It's only on some games. Only one. And you'll see a glimpse of it every few seconds within an entire hour. Like if you accumulate, it's not much. But what's up, DeButcher?
What's up,
Dabs? When are you going to be a native Canadian? When are you moving? I know he's getting out of here. You better bring some warm clothes. Squid Game old man actor opens up about how the show changed his life.
Mm-hmm. So this is a quote from him. He says, I feel like I'm floating on air. It makes me think I need to calm down, organize my thoughts, and hold myself back right now. So many people have been contacting me, and because I don't have a manager to help me, it's hard for me to handle the volume of calls and messages I've been receiving. So my daughter has been helping me. Things have changed quite a bit. Even when I go out to a cafe or somewhere like that, I now have to be aware of how I appear to others. It makes me think being famous is tough, too. I don't have any grand ambitions, big or small. I've received a lot of things while living my life now. I want to leave behind those things that I've received. Seems like a pretty humble dude. Now he's famous and he doesn't know how to react.
Yeah.
He did a good job playing the old man, though. Did a very good job.
He did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's funny. When I was watching it, I kept saying, like the beginning. Oh, the butcher says he moves next week. There you go. You're going to have a new neighbor next level. When I first saw it, okay, so my initial reaction, and again, this is no spoilers. If you've seen like one or two episodes, we're good. When I first saw him, I'm like, why do they have this old man here?
Yeah, everybody he's the only is old man.
He's the old. I'm like, everybody is so much younger. Why is this guy here? Doesn't make sense. And then, yeah, an old man playing as an old man, not a stretch. I was like, dude, this is like, this guy ain't gonna survive. This is messed up, you know? And then I was like, when they play that first game, red light, green light, and he was kind of smiling. I was like, why is he having a good time playing this game? Like, I'm like, why? It doesn't make sense. When they showed the doll and she was like with her eyeballs, like scanning everybody.
Yeah.
And she was looking towards him. I noticed the glow around him was a little bit different. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to think about this. I don't. Obviously, when it was at the end of the thing, it made sense. Then I was like, oh, got it. You know? What was your initial reaction when you saw the old man the first two episodes without spoiling anything?
So to address the butcher, when he says an old man playing an old man, it's not a stretch. I mean, an old man can play an old man. That's like saying a brown person can play a brown person, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to make it entertaining to watch. And I found him entertaining in both aspects, from the dub actor and the physical actor in the show. And some of you guys probably know, but I lived in retirement homes for 3 years, spent a lot of time with older people. And what I enjoyed with him was his eagerness, his joy of the world around him, and how happy he was just to be involved. Like he brought a different light to the whole show, because everybody else, they're like, you're going into this position stressed out because your life isn't good. He's going into this because he's just having fun at this point. So everyone else is stressed out. They're either going to kill themselves or they're going to get killed playing this game because they're so far in debt. And this guy just shows up and he's like, oh, I'm going to play games with you. I know this game. Let's go play a game. It's just like there's an innocence about it. And I thought that was very good.
Yeah, it's first 619 says first time around. I thought he was just another person in debt. Right. I was just, but at the same time, it's just like, dude, why are you here? You're so much older, you know? So, oh yeah, it's crazy, man. It is absolutely nuts. I think, okay, how did you feel about the main character in the beginning?
Well, they do, in a lot of shows, sometimes this happens, but they kind of make you hate them before you like them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that I hated him, but he obviously had some traits that were meant for you to dislike.
Mm-hmm. With him, I kind of kept telling myself, like, dude, why are you being so dumb? Like, damn, dude. Like, come on, man. Just some really dumb things that he was doing, you know? And I didn't hate him. I didn't like him. I was just confused by him. Like, what are you doing? You know? The Butcher says, during the Marbles episode, I knew he was up to something.
Yeah, for sure.
That happened, yeah, I was like, okay.
He basically told you that I was up to something.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I was just messing with you. He pretty much said that. It was when he said that, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? When they panned the camera out, I was like, he's alive. He's not dead. When they moved the camera and they get, you know, they like you heard the shot and everything. I'm just like, I was like, did they not show this because it was such a, like, you literally saw certain people die in that episode that you're just like, no.
Yeah, that was a turning point episode for sure. That episode for sure was a turning point episode.
It was sad. Like the Indian guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, what in the world? I'm like, there's no way. And then when they showed him, I'm just like, I was like, okay. If he is actually dead after all of this that just happened, I was like, man, that's when I was like, okay, this main character is a jerk. Like, I can't believe he tried tricking him. And he was like, y'all, you were trying to trick an old man. I was like, wow. Yeah, the thing about the cop, they didn't really show him anything either. Oh man, Sugar Sharon says I was shocked. It was definitely what Next Level says, a turning point. I think for me, the episode that got me shocked the most was when they were on the glass ladder thing, the glass bridge. That episode
had a couple turns to it,
dude. The people, the rich people watching, like, oh man, like that whole episode was just like, oh my goodness, what is going on here? You know, what was your most shocking? I don't regret watching it. Me neither. Which episode was the most shocking for you?
The glass one was cool too, because some characters, I'm not going to say who, what, when, or how, made a decision to change the hands of the game by sacrificing their own life and making a statement. But the way that one ended, that game ended, I felt like the main character was a little bit dumb. He said something. I can't remember what he said. Oh, he got mad at the next dude for pushing the other dude. But the main character was the last one in the lineup, and he literally jumped on board in the last second. So technically, if his buddy didn't push the other dude, then he would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, some of the arguments, I was just like, really, are you thinking about what you're saying?
Yeah. But the people that died on there, like the main bad guy, the girl, the girlfriend or wannabe girlfriend or whatever she was, the thing after everything exploded, I was like, why are they all, I'm like, they're done with the game. Why are they exploding the whole freaking bridge now? It was like, pew, 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 just like, no. It was intense. The Riot episode was, wow, that was pretty bad too.
Riot?
When they were inside the, when they closed the doors and then the people were forming groups and they were killing each other.
When the lights turned off.
Yeah. And then the old man's like, stop. He's just like yelling at them. That's why they came in, obviously, now that we've seen it. It's like, stop this mess. Dab says he gives it 7 out of 10. That's a good rating. That's a fair rating. I would probably give it anywhere between a 7 and an 8 out of 10.
I kind of feel like because there was no context, there was no prequel, we don't know anything about the company that produces it, and we know nothing about the actors and actresses, it kind of deserves to be like given an extra point because it's a handicap match. A lot of times we watch things because we know an actor, or we know a writer, or we know the company, or like Marvel or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
it's not a language that most of us speak that's on here. It's not like you said, the actors, somebody that we know who it is. And it came from a foreign country.
Yeah.
So now that you say that, I would give it like an 8.
I was thinking an 8 too. Yeah.
8, 8.5 maybe. Yeah. Cause it's for them to pull something off like that, getting a bunch of nobodies and throwing them out into the limelight, dude, for them to pull this off, pretty damn good. Pretty damn good, you know? So, ooh, man. Any other shows that you guys want me to watch? I already put down in the Civil War, I put Dark, I put Alice in Borderland. What else? Anything else? You was on my list. I know you and me talked about it.
Have you watched Killing? Is it called Killing? Oh my god, I can't remember the name of the show now. Defending Jacob. Have you seen that? That was pretty good. It's kind of like a crime, murder mystery kind of style, but that's another Apple show.
You know, Apple's on a roll, man. Apple's been on, what is it, Jazzercise, or that there's a with, is it Kirsten Wiig? She's another comedian, and I think she's doing like an 80s style TV show on Apple. That's on my list. I want to see that one. Handmaid's Tale is great. The way the last season ended was, the last season ended to the point that it could be like they're setting it up for the best season possible is what they're doing. That's what they did on the last current season of Handmaid's Tale. They could literally make this thing insane. And it seems like the way they ended it, it's set up for one more season to be done. And I hope they do it. I hope they do one more, and I hope they call it a day. You know, I hope they don't drag it. Ted Lasso is great. Love Ted Lasso. I think I told you about that, Next Level, Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I watched the first season. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't completely my thing, mm-hmm. but it was okay.
I liked it. I thought it was hilarious.
I watched the whole season though. I mean, I didn't quit after the first episode. So
my cousin's in it. Did you see it? Did you see my cousin in there?
Yeah, Danny.
Danny. Danny Rojas. Danny Rojas. I'm like, Danny. I thought it was pretty cool. I think they set that one up to be pretty good for next season two, you know? Kingdom. What's Kingdom? Is Kingdom any good? Kingdom. We're giving you guys a last minute call. Oh, Kingdom's on my list to watch. Yep. This looks very familiar. I'm pretty sure I have it. And you know what? If I don't have it, Juan? not that Juan. All right. I'm writing this stuff down, guys. I'm writing it down. Cool. Okay. So we're going to start wrapping it up pretty soon. Anything that you guys want to throw in there, let us know. Next level, what do you got? Looks like you got something to say.
Well, we hit our 20 likes, so you got to do a giveaway.
We're doing a giveaway?
Yeah.
Oh, the cards, the extra cards.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to show them real quick?
Okay.
Mike C, are you still on? I know Mike C said he wanted those cards too. So next level is going to send me two cards. And actually, you know what? This is okay. So we're getting really close to the holidays. I'm getting together a care package to send to next level.
Oh shit. That means I got to get one for you now.
Dude. Well, we kept talking about sending each other like snacks and stuff. So we're going to put something together to send you over. So yeah. Okay, so these are the cards that we're giving away. If you want in, press one. If you want in, press one. If you want in the giveaway, press one. Shuriken Sarah says, I won. There's two cards, so I'm getting one. And when I get that second pack, I'm going to send it over to you. Whoa. Do you want to play a game? So if you want in this giveaway, these are Garbage Pail Kids. And these are the Game Stunk cards.
You must invest.
Press one if you want in on the giveaway. That way we know how many people are in. Yeah, hashtag free stuff. Gotta love the free stuff. They're pretty cool. They're pretty cool. I'll add them to my collection for sure. What's up, Roland? Haven't seen you in a while. Where have you been, Roland? Working a lot. Just thought I'd stop by and say hello. Yeah, good to see you, man. Good seeing you. Kingdom is a great zombie show. Cool. Indestructible, Ian. That's awesome.
You have, each character has two cards.
Do you have for Chinsu? Do you have a set for yourself?
Oh, of course I do. I'm not going to give away my only set. You crazy?
Okay. I mean, my internet guy's here, so I don't want him to burning. Okay, cool. So we got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people.
I don't know who this character is supposed to be, Atom Bomb.
I feel bad for Mike C because Mike C is not here. I know he wanted one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know what? I'm gonna put in for Mike. Oh, there he is, Mike C. Okay, cool. I was about to throw my name in the hat for you, Mike C, to get that one for you. So okay, Mike C's here. Cool. Okay. Freaking rolling. They see me rolling.
Happy Halloween.
Oh my god.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Here we go. Thanks, Roland. Appreciate it. Big shout out to Roland. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Freaking Cyclone. I see what you're putting in there. Russell says he wants in too. Okay. So how about this? You could only, well, how do you want to do it next level? Do you want to do number drawing? Do you want to do, you have to guess something? Probably numbers is the easiest. What you want, what you want, what you really, really want. Yeah, I got you, Mike C.
Yeah, numbers is the easiest.
Numbers? Okay, numbers. Okay, anybody who wants in on it, it's going to be numbers. We're going to make it super easy. You only get one option. Only put one number down. Don't put anything yet. Guess next level's IQ. Shit. Digital slang, throwing shots. Okay. You only get one. You can only put one number. Next level, you want to put it on the private chat. You only get one number. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. What do you want to do? 1 through 10?
Yeah, let's do 1 through 10. We'll keep it super, super simple.
Super simple. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Thanks, Finnuck Mark.
Thank you.
For the super chat. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Are we ready? 1 through 10. Not yet, guys. 1 through 10. 1 through 10. You only get one number to put in.
Hold on.
If you put what?
Are you saying 1 to 10 because you, digital slang to get, said guess my IQ?
No. Oh, shit. Okay, cool. 1 through 10. This is not Next Level's IQ, I promise you. 1 through 10, you only could choose one number. First person that says it that pops up in our chat, make sure you put if you're watching the chat, make sure you put live chat so you see the live chat as it's coming in. First one that says it wins. You only get one number though, so don't put multiple or you're DQ'd automatically. One number. Just wait for it. I'm going to put start. I'm going to put start. Not yet. Not yet. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. And on your mark, get set and go. Oh, man.
I'm going to have to pull it up on YouTube.
They see me rolling. Here we go. Oh, dude. Dude.
Oh, look at that.
Stop. Stop. The butcher, the pressure's on. Stop. Okay. Next level's number was 8.
Thus, it was.
Mike C, you coming over?
So just if anyone's wondering why I'm mailing it to Rojas first, is because it's saves me a lot of money to send one package to the States than two. And it's a lot cheaper for Rojas to mail in the States than it is from me here in Canada. So that's why it's going to take a little bit longer to get to you, but just appreciate that you're getting it.
Absolutely. I'm stoked. I'm excited. Thank you. And congratulations to Mike C for winning that. Cool. Yeah. Maybe we'll start doing this towards the end of the shows. We'll start doing some more giveaways and stuff like that.
We took a break for a little while.
We took a break and you want to talk about talking about look at this.
Hey, is that your backpack or did someone send you that to you?
They sent it to me, but I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I need a backpack. I need a tech backpack.
Look at this, dude. It's freaking stupid, man. All the crap that I have. Oh man. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome possum. All right. Next level. Anything you got to say before we start wrapping up the show? I got to go because this internet guy is about to unplug.
I'll be quick. So you know what I say, guys, at the end of the show, thank you guys for showing us your support, for coming out to the shows. If you're listening to the audio side, make sure that you leave those reviews so other people like yourself can find and enjoy the content that you enjoy as well. If you are listening on the audio side, make sure you come over to the YouTube side and join us every Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the live shows. Be a part of the conversation and we'll see you guys soon.
Awesome. Yeah. And with all that being said, make sure you guys do stay tuned to the next episode because you never know who the hell is going to be here. To the moon, freaking hey. Sharon. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You don't want to watch me eat. Come on now.
Oh, man. We'll see.
Mukbang. Mukbang.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So stay you, tuned to the next episode. We have another one coming, a really, really good one this weekend. So, yeah.
Peace.
Peace. Out.